Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson spoke at the grand opening of the Vox Big Picture High School in North Philadelphia today. The school was shuttered 4 years ago in a wave of district closures. It's now part of the Philadelphia Housing Authority's ambitious revitalization plan for the Sharswood neighborhood. Carson spoke at length about the power of education and his hopes of making public housing
a dynamic place to protect the vulnerable and to empower all of those who want to become self-sufficient.
Now, neither Carson or anyone else made mention of the Trump administration's proposal to cut HUD's budget by 15%. The Philadelphia Housing Authority thinks the new school will inject stability into one of the city's poorest and most crime-ridden communities. WHYY's Aaron Moselle takes us inside the one-of-a-kind school and the neighborhood it may help to transform.
Good morning. Your sister's already here. She beat you here. Good morning. Hey, how are you?
It's the seventh day of the new school year at Vox Big Picture High School, and students seem to be warming to social worker Jody Ehrlich's morning greeting ritual. Some greet him with a handshake. Others smile timidly before heading inside the hulking building on West Master Street.
I think people need to see a happy face in the morning, someone smiling, a greeting, letting you know that we care.
Kids showing up to school is important anywhere, but you could make the argument that it's particularly important at this school. Budget cuts, poor academics, and enrollment combined to close the original Vox High School nearly 4 years ago. The Philadelphia School District doesn't want that to happen again. But there's even more at stake. The Philadelphia Housing Authority bought the old Vox building from the district as part of a $500 million neighborhood transformation plan in the surrounding neighborhood of Sharswood. PHA hopes the school will help usher in the kind of change that lifts up low-income residents while encouraging middle-class families to move here too. Kelvin Jeremiah is the Housing Authority's president.
And so as we think about building, rebuilding Sharswood, it's important for us to think about it more, in a more holistic way, about the amenities and institutions that we bring in to bear in as we transform that community. Educational facility happens to be one of those key elements.
So far, PHA has also seized hundreds of row homes through eminent domain, demolished most of a 50-year-old public housing complex, and has started building new homes in its place, all in the name of laying down the roots for that mixed-income community to bloom over the next decade and beyond. It's the Housing Authority's most ambitious project ever, and there's a lot on the line. Now, a considerable amount of that pressure is on Big Picture Learning, the nonprofit hired to run the new Vox High School.
Today is a very important opportunity for you to show well, to travel tightly as your group, to stick with your advisor, to be polite, responsible, respectful.
Before first period, Principal Gabe Kurlioff stands in the middle of the cafeteria for morning announcements. Later today, students are leaving the building to start exploring internships for next school year. Those internships are a big part of what makes a Big Picture school different from other traditional public schools in the district. Culture is another. The vast majority of Vox's students come from impoverished neighborhoods where violent crime is routine. David Bromley, Big Picture Philadelphia's executive director, says that's why the school puts a big emphasis on teachers forming positive relationships with their students.
It requires an approach, it requires adults in the building who are patient with the kids, who understand where the kids are coming from, who above and all don't react to the kids' behaviors, except holding them accountable, helping them understand their behaviors, helping them understand why they're acting and the choices they could be making.
Imani Denson is one of the school's 126 freshmen, the only students in the building until next year when a new class will also walk the halls. She says Vox Big Picture is nothing like the other public schools she's attended. It's peaceful.
In my other school, it was kids. They didn't really control them, so they was running around, screaming, not doing their work. They wasn't excited about learning, but I was.
So can a new high school help change this neighborhood? Longtime Sharswood resident Norman Scott is sitting on his stoop around the corner from Vox. He says the new high school will need to be filled with students like Imani to be successful.
You need to have good kids. is going to the school to make the school and the neighborhood uplifted. Because if you got bad kids and just going to the schools, what's the use of having kids like that in your neighborhood? That's going to bring it down. And then you got crime rate that's going to go up again. Because they're bringing friends from their neighborhood to come to the school to do something to somebody got a beef with.
But Velvet Lewis says a good school with good kids isn't enough to make things better in Sharswood, especially if the definition of better is having a neighborhood with people of all income levels living side by side.
If you look around now, look at the area. What are you offering this area besides the school? That's going to be a tough sell right here.
Lewis says people need more than a promise of a better neighborhood to move to Sharswood. They have to see the big picture is already becoming reality. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.